Welcome back, friends, to another episode of the Amber May Show. So today it is my distinct honor to talk to Pastor Parker Pavlosky. He was the pastor whose video went viral during the beginning of COVID when the Canadian government wanted to shut down his church during Holy Week, and he told him to get out. And he has been politically prosecuted for many years, and we're going to hear his story because he's facing up to 10 years in prison, and he hasn't really committed any crimes. In fact, the Canadian government really committed crimes against him. And we're going to find out more of his story, so please like, share, and subscribe. Please like, share, and subscribe. And then I would ask you to help his family. If you are able and called to donate to his family after hearing his story, please go to streetchurch.ca and donate to his family, because he needs living expenses paid for. He needs attorney fees paid for, especially if they do throw him in prison. So this show is really important to me. It was divine intervention that I even got to meet him. So I hope that you will enjoy this episode today. I'm just so emotional because there's just this connection that I've always felt towards this pastor. I don't know why, but there's just this connection I've always felt for him. And I think he's an admirable man. So like, share, and subscribe. If you believe in what I'm doing, consider becoming an angel investor. And the easiest way to do that is going to theambermayshow.com. Click the donate button and donate whatever you feel you can donate, or you can become a $5 monthly subscriber by going to theambermayshow.locals.com. Theambermayshow.locals.com. Join us on Telegram at The Amber May Show. I'm on True Social Amber May, Frank Social Amber May, and I just joined Call Hubs, so join me there as well. Well, coming up right now is Pastor Arthur Pavlosky.
Hello, everyone. We've all been longing for hope and a plan that would secure our elections forever. Well, now it's all come down to this. I'm hosting an event August 16th and 17th, and we're going to reveal the plan that will save our election platforms immediately. And it's something that's never been thought of before, and it's never been done before in world history. And the biggest thing is everyone's going to embrace this plan no matter who you are. So go to lindaleevent.com and sign up with your email now to gain exclusive live stream access. Enter your referral code and you'll also receive a free online gift now. Thank you and God bless.
I told you it is my honor that Pastor Arthur Pavlosky is coming on the program again today. I'm so grateful for you spending time with me. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me back on your show.
Man, a lot has happened to you. I remember you first coming on the scene that I found out who you were when during Holy Week, when COVID was going on and the Canadian government was coming after you, trying to close down your church. And you're like, no, we're going to worship God. And I had so much respect for you because so many churches in America, where we have the freedom of religion, where government cannot interfere in the practices of religion, so many churches shut down. And here you are in Canada, and as far as I know, don't have that freedom. I don't know. You can educate me on that. And you were telling the government, get out of my church. We're going to do Holy Week. We should be worshiping our God no matter what. And that's when I found you. And then all this stuff started happening and they were coming after you, and you were preaching at the trucker convoy. You know, the Canadians were finally trying to come together to fight the tyranny of the Canadian government. And you were just preaching a message of solidarity because you saw solidarity and what it did to your home country in Poland, if I remember correctly. Do I have that recollection correct?
Yeah, well, my trouble started way before. I mean, you have to understand that they have been making this for decades. the indoctrination of children, the attack on the moral standards, attack on our faith, infiltrating our churches. 99% of Canadian churches, or even more, were more than glad to shut down their churches for money. The Canadian government gave billions of dollars to those people to sell Jesus for a silver coin. So that's what happened. And I know that's exactly what happened in your country as well, except few people that God calls them remnant, and they said, no, government comes and goes. Presidents show up for a season and then they die like everybody else. Like, I mean, excuse me, who is the mayor? Who is the governor? Who is the president in comparison to the living God? Those people come and then they disappear. But God sits on the throne forever and ever. And I think that's where the church missed the boat. And that's why I love the book of Acts, which, by the way, has never ended. That's one book that continues to this day because God wants us to write another chapter. Your chapter, my chapter. So in chapter 4, they were facing a very similar situation when some people said, you cannot go and do this. You cannot preach. You cannot do the stuff in the name of Jesus that you're doing. And the reply from the real people of God, the remnant, was so amazing. You be the judges whom we are to obey. You, in other words, you're just people, you're dust. In the end of the day, they're going to throw you in a hole, and not a big one, and all your titles, all your money, all your prestige, all your powerful friends will end up right there next to you in a hole. So you be the judges whom we are to obey, you or God. And in chapter 5, they were so precise. We must obey God. There's no questioning. There's no debate. There's no reasoning, you know, with the devil. We must obey God rather than people, rather than men. So my problem with the Canadian government started, believe it or not, many years before, in 2005, when the Canadian government came in the form of police officers and bylaw services, and they told us that feeding homeless is now in Canada illegal. You're not allowed to give a sandwich to a dying child on the street or you will end up in trouble. So I look at them like, are you serious? I read the Constitution. I know my rights. I know the rights of Canadians, and what you're doing is illegal. So I started to oppose them and expose, of course, the corruption within the government, the shelters, the big fat business of homelessness and prison as well. All of it is all about the money. In Poland, we have this saying, old saying, if you do not know what the whole thing is all about, it's always about money. And that's exactly what it is. Homelessness is a big business. Drugs are big business. Jail system, it's a big business. Courts, the so-called justice system, it's a big fat business. Normal person cannot afford to have justice. I mean, right. If you're poor, there is no justice for you. The justice you can only buy. Only rich people can buy justice. No one else can. So they take you through the grinder and they destroy you. They steal everything from you. I mean, everything. So 2005 to 2015, I was charged over 300 times for feeding homeless, for preaching the gospel, for having illegal signage. Jesus loves you. Jesus is king. I got actually, believe it or not, $10,000 fines for that illegal signage. I was charged with every ridiculous thing you can think of. Placing material on the ground while we were there with food, that's material on the ground, while ticket. Congregating. Harassing, disturbing peace, stunting even. They said when we feed the people, we are distracting motor vehicles. I mean, they came with everything possible you can imagine. And I think one of the biggest shockers was when the police and the bylaw services came to our church and they confiscated all of our Bibles and gospel tracts. Because they said that's printed material, distribution of printed material on the streets of Calgary is also illegal. Those Bibles and gospel tracts have never been given back to us. So anyway, to speed the story, 2015, I win my final court in a court of appeal, and they leave me be for a few years. And then the big lie showed up 2020. I became the first Canadian to get a COVID ticket. I remember when they sent me a letter and they said, you must stop feeding the people because we're in this crisis. And I said, you people, you don't make any sense. If you're going to shut down shelters and if you're going to stop soup kitchens from, you know, giving people necessities of life, what do you think is going to happen to 15 to 20,000 different individuals facing homelessness on our streets? I mean, I know because I work with the poor for 24 years, they will turn into violence. They will break into your garage, into your car, into your house, into a grocery store. I mean, people need to eat. If you don't give them food, even good people will do stupid things. I would do stupid things for my children if I would see them starving. I mean, it's just normal thing. If the wicked government would say you are not allowed to feed the poor, you're not allowed to feed the children, your children, well, I would break. I would do something that normally I would not do to feed my children. That's just normal thing. So, but they didn't care. I appealed it to the mayor. I appealed it to the premier. I appealed it to the so-called conservative government. No one even replied to me. No one cared. At that moment, I'm telling you, I knew this has nothing to do with keeping us safe. This is nothing to do with health. This is tyranny in the making. This is a repetition of history. This is a destruction of our economy. This is an elimination of the middle class. This is creating two categories of people, the elites that are telling you you own nothing and you will be eating crickets, and the slaves, that means you, pharaohs and slaves. That's exactly what is happening. So fast forward, I have fought with them for the entire year. I received many tickets for me keeping the church open, feeding the poor. Then a culmination came in December of 2020 when Canadian government on all levels, federal, provincial, and municipal, came and said, just after Halloween, which was perfectly okay according to them, and healthy and safe, and then they canceled Christmas. They said, we must cancel Christmas. No meetings, no dinners, no celebration. If we catch your brother in your home for coffee, we're going to arrest you all. The chief of police said they're going to break the doors and they will be monitoring driveways if there are extra cars in front of your house. So what I did, I mean, I'm a Polish immigrant. I grew up in hell. I have seen this before. I invited my entire family and my friends, and we had a big Christmas dinner. I took a picture. I sent it to the devils and said, you know, come and get me if you want to. And also what I did, I invited people to the biggest Christmas celebration in the region, and thousands of people showed up. We had hundreds of gifts for the homeless. We had AAA steaks. And we also had over 100 police officers, 52 police cars, anti-terrorists, chief of police, 20 cops on bicycles. I mean, it was a gong show. And they came bearing gifts. I got 15 more COVID tickets for that horrible crime. And I was told that I did the unthinkable. I did something that it will destroy the city of Calgary. We had carolers singing. At that time, Canadian government said that singing is illegal. You are not allowed to sing because when you're singing, you're a super spreader and everyone will die. So anyway, 2 years later, I end up in court. I won the case, but they took me through the ringer a big time. So fast forward, they started to come to our church building. I am a pastor of two churches. The one is on the streets called Street Church, streetchurch.ca. That's where we feed the homeless. And then we have a church in a building when we teach history and theology. And the police bylaw services and health inspectors started to come to our church building. First, they blocked the driveway. Then they took telescopic cameras and were taking pictures of our children, our women. And then, of course, that's the tactics of the Nazis. That's the tactics of the communists, intimidating men by harassing and attacking his, you know, family.
I'm going to get to that thought in just a second, but right now I'm going to take a quick break.
Are you looking for a doctor you can trust? Then look no farther than Dr. Meehan, and you can find him at MeehanMD.com. That's M-E-E-H-A-N as in Nancy, MD.com for all your health care, supplemental, and telemed needs. And you know what my family did? We shopped at his supplemental store and we purchased these two items to help support our gut health. These are supporting our gut health because you know what? The gut health is so important. Our immune system is in the gut. Our serotonin's made in the gut. And so the most Americans, if you know, have a leaky gut. So if you're looking to improve your health, whether you're improving your gut health or your immune system, or you just have something that you need to talk to a physician about, go to MeehanMD.com. That's M-E-E-H-A-N as in Nancy, MD.com. And while you're there, make sure you use the promo code AMBER so you can save some money. And while you're at the website, make sure you set up your telemed appointment and then check out all his supplements that he offers as well. That's MeehanMD.com. Use promo code AMBER at checkout.
All right, America, Patriots, we are currently on the Amber May show. So stay tuned. Amber May.
Are you getting tired of woke companies trying to destroy our country and strip off us all of our freedoms? Big Mobile is no exception. In fact, we should be calling them Woke Mobile. Did you know that Big Mobile gives tens of millions of dollars each year to organizations that are trying to take away the very freedoms that you and I are working so hard to defend? It's time to do something about it. So here's the good news. Do you have a choice in the matter, and is there an alternative? Well, Patriot Mobile is the America's only Christian conservative wireless provider who shares your values. They offer the very best in nationwide coverage on 4G and 5G LTE networks and an exceptional 100% base customer support. So Patriot Mobile donates a portion of every dollar they earn to conservative organizations that fight for our freedoms. They support organizations like First Liberty, Turning Point USA, Susan B. Anthony List, the NRA, Folds of Honor, Students for Life of America, and many more. And this year, they're going to give more than $1.5 million to conservative causes. And with your help, they aim to double that next year. So the time is now. Our votes are no longer enough. We must stand together and support other like-minded companies and share our beliefs and values. Your cell phone is one way we can stand together against the fight of the left and help make America great again. So Patriot Mobile offers discounts for veterans and first responders, NRA members, and families with multiple lines. So if you want to learn more, go to patriotmobile.com/amber. That's patriotmobile.com/amber and use promo code AMBER at checkout.
You are listening to the Amber May Show, and now we return to the show already in progress.
Mm-hmm. April came. April of 2021, this is the greatest Christian holiday during the year. This is Passover. Mm-hmm. This is what we celebrate, you know, what Jesus did on the cross. He came, mm-hmm. He died, he rose from the grave. I mean, you know, his birth and his crucifixion and resurrection, those are the main pillars. And believe it or not, those Nazis, those psychopaths entered our church building, breaking Criminal Code of Canada, Section 176, 1, 2, and 3, which is illegal to interfere. We are protected, I mean, in quote right now, because the law has been thrown out completely, like every pharaoh does. It's law for me, not for thee. Mm-hmm. So what happened was, they entered the church building, and the only thing I had for those people was get out of this property. So eventually they leave. The video is going crazy. Over a billion people watched that video within that weekend.
And I am one of them. So let me tell you a God connection, Pastor Pavlosi, because I don't think you know the God connection here between you and I. I saw that video. I was so moved by that video because I, like you, already had I knew their plans. I knew what they were doing before they even said it. It was like only writing on the wall. Maybe it was a God thing that he set a few aside and just gave this wisdom to about their real strategies behind COVID. And I saw that video and I tried to reach out to you and you never saw my emails or my contacting you ever. So, and I tried several months to reach you. I go to this event and I meet this man named Clay Clark, and I go to this event, and that was a God divine thing too. And I go to this event, and in front of me are two women that I knew. One of them, she's Lee Dundas, and she's an attorney out in California for human rights. And there was another lady, I didn't know her. And we got to talking during this event, and she ends up turning around and she said, "Would you like to interview Pastor Arthur Poblosky?" I never mentioned your name, not once. And I kept asking God, "Lord, help me interview Pastor Arthur Poblosky." This was a conversation between me and God, nobody else. And I kept trying to find you. And I sat there and I was like, "Wow, God, you are amazing. You had me meet this man. You sat me right next to the person who was going to get me the interview with Pastor Arthur Poblosky." And I was just so thrilled with that. So I just want to let you know, behind the scenes, you didn't know me at all. But when I saw that video, that's what was happening to me with God and this woman. So continue with that, what happened with you during Holy Week.
Yeah, wow. You know, that's how God does it, right? He's an amazing God. So going back to the story, I have ended up with multiple tickets all the time. And when I kick those people out of the church, the lawbreakers, well, they came back after, of course, this international splash, and you couldn't reach to me because I was absolutely overwhelmed. You see, I'm a small pastor in the city of Calgary. I don't have a secretary. I open, you know, my own emails. I read them. I try my best to reply, and you know, I answer my own phone, and it has been overwhelming for months. I've done hundreds of interviews, if not thousands. I mean, every day I would do sometimes 10, 15 interviews. It was overwhelming. It was unbelievable. But I understood that this is a very crucial time. I understood that people are waiting. They're waiting for a message of hope. Mm-hmm. That they are desperately looking for hope, and that video sparked that hope for them. So I knew I have to continue. I have to do as many interviews as possible, especially during that time, because the world needed a spark. A world needed an example, especially what they did to us. You gotta remember what the enemy did. The enemy blanketed the entire world with terror, with fear. We were terrorized by those evil global entities, mm-hmm. those demon-possessed psychopaths. Mm-hmm. So God was looking for someone that can spark that message of hope. So that's what that's why I decided, okay, I got to keep plowing. We must keep plowing. And going back to the story, 3 weeks later, they came back with a vengeance. They found a crooked judge that gave them, believe it or not, he gave them the power to enter our church with mm-hmm. whomever they wanted to enter with, and anytime they wanted to. So they showed up with anti-terrorists, with a SWAT team. So they came and they demanded that I would let them in and disrupt the service. And I said, no. I kicked them again. They came back again, kicked them again. And then they went and they have found another crooked judge. Mm. So the first one was David Gates. And I was wondering if he is related to your snake, your scorpion, Bill Gates. But David Gates of Alberta gave them that power. Then they went to the higher judge. This crooked man's name is John Rook. John Rook the Crook, as I call him. Well, he is the associate chief justice in the province of Alberta. In other words, he is the boss mm-hmm. of the judges. And he gave them the power to arrest anyone, 4.5 million Albertans, if anyone would dare to oppose the Nazis. And it could be arrested. It was insanity. It has never been done. I mean, this was crazy.
I need to ask you a question about that, because we have, it's been come to light that we have a lot of crooked judges here in the United States as well. And you and I both know God's character is of justice.
Yeah.
And so I'd like to get your theological perspective on what do you believe there are still judges on the benches in both our countries across the world that are still good, righteous men? Or like, what do you think is going on with the justice system? What do you think God is doing right now with the justice system? Because I know this unjust rulers that we have in the justice system will not last forever because of the character of God. I'd like your perspective on that.
Well, first of all, I agree. Justice comes from God. The order of things comes from God. God is not a God of chaos. He is God of order. And I do believe there are still good judges out there. I've met them, actually. I was charged over 40 times during this lie, and I've won every single case except the latest one, which we're going to appeal it like mm-hmm. we appealed the other one. So there's still some good police officers. There's still some good doctors, good nurses. There's still some good judges. And there's still some good politicians. You've got more good politicians in the United States than we have here. Right now, we pretty much do not have one politician in the entire country that is elected. It's in power on a level, not councillors. There are a few good councillors, but on a level of being a MLA or member of parliament, not one, zero. I mean, think about it. Not one politician is defending us. Mm. Not even one single politician is standing for our rights as we speak right now. It's a shocker. They are traitors. They have betrayed Canada. They have betrayed Canadians. If I had power, I would charge them all for treason. But going back to the story, John Rook gave them the power to arrest us. So SWAT team shows up again, opened the door of the church. It was packed, standing room only. And someone yelled, I was already preaching at the pulpit, Gestapo is here. So I knew I'm in trouble. They either are going to march through the building and arrest me at the pulpit, or something bad is going to happen. Well, what they did, they waited for the people to go home. And when I was on my way with my brother David and another friend of ours, Dave Hughes, on the way home, we get arrested in the middle of the highway in rain on my knees and carried to the police, tortured. Police hurt me big time. And then I was taken to police, and we spent 3 days and two nights on concrete, which is completely illegal as well. Well, at that time, I decided to come to the United States and share my story with you. Mm-hmm. Why? Because I realized that Canada is lost. We are no longer a democratic society. We're truly living behind the Iron Curtain under the boots of this hybrid, communism, socialism, and fascism. So I decided to come to the United States to share my story, to warn you, because a lot of Americans would come and tell me, well, thank God we have Constitution. Thank God we are protected. And I look at them, it's like, don't you get it? Tyrants don't care about your piece of paper.
Yep.
Poland is a perfect example. Poland was the second country after the United States of America that implemented Constitution. But the Germans didn't care about our Constitution. The Russians didn't care about our Constitution. Tyrants, wannabe pharaohs, they don't care about human rights.
And I'm glad you said that, because here in Arizona, I know in 2020, without a shadow of a doubt, they stole the election away from Donald Trump. Because if you were in my state in 2020, from the north to the very south to the east to the west, there were Trump signs everywhere. There were Trump trains that were miles and miles long. There was Trump rallies where thousands upon thousands would gather. And then they said that Joe Biden won Arizona. Well, our Constitution says we have a right to choose our electors. We have a right to have free and fair elections. We get the right to vote. When they installed Biden, took the votes away from Donald Trump in Arizona and across other states, they didn't care about our right to vote. And when they tried to shut down churches during COVID, they didn't care about our right to freedom of religion. So you are absolutely right. That piece of paper didn't protect the United States citizens. But I'm glad to say there was a small remnant that was fighting back, and it was, and the movement's been growing ever since. So I'm so glad you said that, because Americans have been taught since childhood, nothing can happen to you because we have the Constitution. That's not true. When you have dictators, when you have people like this, yeah, they don't care about that piece of paper. What rights? And then they put themselves in office through fraudulent elections or however they do it. Maybe it's a hostile military takeover if you guys don't have elections in that country. But in here, they have elections, so they tamper with the elections. And it was really hard for Americans to believe that someone would tamper with our elections. I don't understand why that's such a hard concept, but they have installed their people in all levels of government, like you said, from municipalities all the way to the federal. And they've even installed, because the presidents and governors appoint judges, they have put their people in those places to appoint these crooked judges. It's been a plan, like you said, for a very long time. And I'm glad you made that announcement to the people when you were traveling, because I was watching videos of you traveling from church to church across the country. And I'm so glad you said that to people, because you have the experience living in Poland under communism and now watching your country fall under communism. And this is a big warning to the United States. When I saw Canada start falling under communism, I was trying to alert everyone who would listen to me. Hey, guys, our neighbors to the north have fallen. Do you want to fall too? We are on the brink of failing. So thank God for your message to the United States. Thank you for that.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right. Canada has fallen. We have fraudulent elections. For example, in the city of Calgary, we have this evil, they are calling her the Witch of the West. The Witch of the West, her name is Judy Gondek. Judy Gondek is a nobody. Nobody knew about her. She, her name, nothing, no recognition. And then suddenly she runs for the position of the mayor, and she wins that position in every neighborhood, like some kind of a hero. I mean, it has never been done. Like, she's the most popular person on earth, and yet no one even knew who she was. And they use Dominion machines. So everything is rigged. Everything is rigged. This is not the real election. Those people are psychopaths. They're traitors. And like I said, if I had the power, I would charge them for treason, because that's what they are committing. Going back to the story, I was supposed to go to America just for a few weeks, but then the reception was so phenomenal. I was treated like an American, and I feel like an American. I don't know how to describe that. Polish immigrant and Americans, like, we are brothers, and we are, you know, you're my sister, and not just because of God. There is some kind of a supernatural connection with Poland. The Polish people fought for the independence of United States of America. We had two great generals during that time that were instrumental in winning the independence for United States against the Brits. So there is that connection. Also, I believe that America was founded upon what Polish people cherish the most, which is freedom. Our nation has been attacked through centuries. There's always someone that wants to rape us, always someone that wants to destroy us and steal from us. And Polish people always fight back at a great cost. And I think that's what connects us. America was built upon the notion of freedom. You can work hard, you can achieve something and give something back to your children, to your descendants. Polish people have been fighting for that for thousands of years, for that independence, for being able to have a country that is free. You know that Poland was the only country at that time that was electing kings. We were electing kings. They were not appointed from, you know, father to son. We, the people, were electing those kings during the time that was like unheard of. So for us, for Polish people, America is a dream of freedom, a dream of prosperity, of being able to accomplish something, and not just for yourself, but for the next generations to come. So anyway, I spent 4 months in your country, and of course, 4 months away from the church, 4 months away from my home it was just too much. Finally, I decided I have to come back. Invitations were coming, but mm-hmm. I had to finally say, that's it. I did my best. I tour, I don't know, 30 states, maybe mm-hmm. more. I flew 3 planes a day just to be somewhere. And then wow. the next day I would fly again. It was very tough on me, on my body, on my family, on the church. So anyway, I called my lawyers and I said, is there anything cooking? Because at that time I was already arrested. I was already charged multiple times, criminally charged, inciting people to come to church, officiating a church service, participating in a illegal gathering, the church service that I officiated. I was even charged for baptizing my daughter in a river in public, I mean, outdoors. I was charged with not wearing a muzzle, all kinds of crazy things. So finally, I said, what's happening? They called the courts. There was no warrant for my arrest. I boarded the plane. In the middle of air, they activated a warrant for my arrest. Upon my arrival, just stepping out of the plane, I was immediately arrested, like El Chapo, or, you know, Al Capone of Canada, criminally charged and taken to prison and then released. I was charged again and again and again. I was charged over 40 times during that period of time. And then I was arrested multiple times just for attending rally, just for attending protest. And then the truck convoy came. At that time, I was already very well known. They called me Canada's pastor, freedom pastor. So I was invited to rallies, mm-hmm. protests, which were the most beautiful things I've ever mm-hmm. seen in Canada. It was amazing. We had 15, 20,000 people every week coming. And then I was invited to participate in Freedom Convoy. The truckers mm-hmm. called me. They said, Pastor, would you do a church service for us? And would you feed our people? Because that's what we do. We feed masses every week. So we did that. I did the church service. Then the next morning, I did another one. We were singing hymns. We prayed for them. Off they went to Ottawa. And then I decided to stay in Alberta because there was another truck convoy, another thing brewing in Milk River and Coots, which is a point of entry between Montana and Alberta. Mm. And I was asked to come and do a church service there. So I took my son Nathaniel, a worshiper, and we took food to them and we went to Milk River. Here is what I saw there. I saw every caller, every Cree, young, old, men, women, children. They were even bringing their dogs. They were even bringing their horses in the name of freedom. People were feeding each other, loving each other, hugging each other, singing with each other, crying with each other. It was absolutely beautiful. I delivered a church service to them. We had the Lord's Supper. We were singing hymns, national anthem. And then we went to Coots. There was a barricade by the RCMP. RCMP is like your FBI. They blocked the streets. Mm. So I went to them and I asked them, well, would you allow us to go to Coots? It's 12 kilometers away from Milk River. They opened the barricade for us and we went to Coots, private property. I did another church service there, singing national anthem, hymns. We did Lord's Supper. I prayed for people. We ate dinner with them. And here's what I said during my sermon. I told them to stand for their God and state-given rights. Do it solidarity style, peacefully, non-compliance, civil rights movement style, Mahatma Gandhi, Martin Luther King Jr., civil rights movement, solidarity way. I reminded them about history. I told them that there is more of us than them. They don't mm-hmm. have enough police officers to stop if people don't want to be slaves. I told them to paralyze their system by simply not cooperating with them. You are the millions. They are the thousands. You can get your freedom back if you not comply. If you simply say, no, I'm mm-hmm. not going to be your slave, period. Paralyze their system, but just mm-hmm. simply not working for them. Don't work mm-hmm. for them. Don't go to work for a week. It will paralyze their entire system. Mm-hmm. And we'll get our freedoms back, right? Mm-hmm. But I said, do it peacefully. No guns, no swords. This is a peaceful uprising. And anyway, police was there, but no one stopped me. No one said anything. I went home with my son and our worshiper. A few days later, it was an absolute gong show. Later, I learned that they were parked outside my home monitoring me, undercover police, for a week. I stepped out of my house, but there was RCMP, so like FBI. There was detectives, undercover police, uniformed police, RCMP, you name it. Everyone was there. They blocked the entire street. I was arrested, El Chapo style, Al Capone of Canada, and interrogated for hours, taken to prison, stripped naked. And then the next day was my first shocker. I was taken to metal cages for no reason, placed in a little metal cages that you can't even move. You're being suffocated there.
Oh.
And they put me into those metal cages and then solitary confinement for 45 days. They would take me from my cell with bed to another one on concrete, no water, no washroom, concrete treatment.
Hey, I'm going to get to that thought in just a second, but right now I'm going to take a quick break.
When I invented MyPillow, my passion was to help each and every one of you. And 20 years later, all of your support is what keeps us going. Because of you, we've been able to create thousands of USA jobs and help millions get the best sleep ever. To thank you, my employees and I are bringing you a limited edition MyPillow. The Giza Elegance MyPillow is made with my patented adjustable fill, the most amazing cotton, and a 2-inch pipe gusset. It has 4 custom loft levels, machine washable and dryable, and you get my 60-day money-back guarantee and 10-year warranty.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to get your limited edition 20th anniversary MyPillow queen size. Retails for $69.98, now only $19.98. That's right, get a queen size MyPillow for only $19.98.
From all of us here at MyPillow,
thanks, America!
Hey there, I'm Darren.
And I'm Randy.
We're from Patriots with Grit, and you're watching The Amber May Show.
Check it out.
We all like to support veterans and veteran businesses, so I want you to check out thecommandersartist.com. His artwork is phenomenal, very patriotic. I think you're going to like it. And when you're at thecommandersartist.com, if you use my name, Amber, you're going to save some money at checkout. So you could support a veteran-owned business that also supports the Amber May Show, and you get a discount at the same time. It's a win-win situation for everybody. General Flynn loves him, and he's a great friend to me. So visit thecommandersartist.com today. Use promo code Amber and save some money at checkout.
You are listening to The Amber May Show, and now we return to the show already in progress.
I needed to ask you about that because I followed your story, and I prayed for you while you were in solitary confinement. I want to know, how did you mentally survive being locked up for 55 days? Because we are meant to be social creatures. That's how God created us. How did you mentally survive that incarceration? And then go into a little bit of details about your experience during that time.
Yeah, first of all, it was 50 days. On the 51st, I was released. How can I describe this? You know, when people ask me growing up behind the Iron Curtain, well, it's hell. It's hell. And Canadians and Americans have no clue. Majority of people have no idea what we're dealing with. This is a beast. This is a monster. This is a hydra. This is a dragon that will rape you, pillage you, steal everything from you. Being there, well, first of all, everything they did was illegal. For example, they confiscated my Bible. They would not give me my reading glasses. They were torturing me with the treatment on concrete and metal cages. They wanted to break me. For 3 weeks, I was denied access to my lawyers. Everything was designed for one purpose, to make me to sign a plea deal. That was the whole thing. They wanted me to sign a document that I am agreeing that I'm a criminal, and they piled up dozens of different charges during that time. And they said, if you plead guilty to one little charge, all of the other charges will disappear. I will make a deal with you. plead guilty to one and all of the rest will disappear. So I said no. And because I said no, I was being tortured by those people, pressured to make that deal. For example, now we have five different inmates that testified to our lawyers that they tried to, that the guards came with incentives telling them to beat me up, to murder me in prison. And then 45 days later, so I'm in isolation, I am in solitary confinement. 45 days later, a guard comes to me and says, "You have a visitor. I have to follow him. I knew something is not right, but you have no choice or you will be beaten. You will be tortured." So I followed him. And then in admission, there were sheriffs already waiting for me. I was shackled with chains on my feet and taken, kidnapped without the knowledge of my family and without the knowledge of my lawyers to Edmonton. Edmonton is hundreds of miles away from my city where I was. I was placed in MaxPot. MaxPot is a unit within the province of Alberta for the most dangerous terrorists. It's a freak show. It's all glass and iron. And I'm telling you, it's from the worst nightmare movies. Freezing conditions. You're sitting there and you're shivering. It was minus 28 outside. It was extremely cold on the inside. And they cranked air conditioning in the middle of the winter. Minus 28, and they cranked air conditioning. So I'm shivering. I asked for a blanket. They refused. And the guard laughed at me and said, "At least you have fresh air." And so I called my wife. I was only allowed out of my solitary cell. I was the only inmate in the entire unit for terrorists. So here is a pastor that delivers a message telling people peacefully, and I'm the only terrorist, according to them, in the entire wing, in the entire MaxPot unit. So I called my wife and I said goodbye. I said, "I think I'm not going to make it. I don't think I'm coming out of this. I don't know. Talk to the lawyer. Let the lawyer send a letter to the judge, because if that's what they want, if they want me dead, then that's what is going to happen." So they did. And my lawyer started to fight for literally for my life. And the judge learned about what's happening, and that scared them, because remand centers are private institutions. And the judge learned about my treatment, so I was released. But here is a twist. They took me from MaxPot, from the freezing conditions, and they led me to a psych ward. I was locked in a mental institution without the evaluation of the doctors, without the knowledge of Alberta healthcare system. Totally illegal. This is a Soviet style, China, North Korea style. That's how they deal with political dissidents. So I was locked over there for a week. And it was very interesting. It was very interesting to be there and to observe the system from within. I remember a doctor comes to me and says, "Mr. Polosky, what are you doing here?" And I said, "Like, well, I have no idea. The guards came, took me from MaxPot, and here I am." And he said, "That's illegal. They cannot do that stuff." But they did it. I received a document from the administration, from the deputy warden, that I am considered extremely dangerous. I'm dangerous to the staff and the facility. A total insanity. I'm telling you, this is crazy. So anyway, the judge finally got ticked off by what they were doing, and I got released on bail. Lots of money I had to put, and also I was placed on house arrest. So believe it or not, I am still talking to you from my home on house arrest. From 7 p.m. to 7 a.m., 12 hours a day, I am not allowed to leave my property. I am on house arrest. I think I'm the first ever clergyman in Canada to be placed on house arrest like this. Finally, in February of this year, we met the judge, and there was a trial, and it was a shocker. No witnesses were called. The only thing that they were debating was my sermon, word by word. They were digesting what I meant when I said solidarity. The Crown Prosecutor accused me of causing Canadian economy over $400 million worth of damages for my sermon. He also said, compared my sermon to Rwanda genocide. Rwanda genocide.
Wow.
He said that my sermon was like a man inciting murder on other people. It was a gong show. And I think one of the biggest shockers was when he compared the peaceful solidarity movement in Poland that took down the communism and the biggest empire, he compared to a violent coup. I think that was the biggest shocker for me because, of course, the world was celebrating what solidarity movement in Poland with Lech Wałęsa did. And yet this Crown prosecutor was alluding that there was a violent movement. And
well, they did that here in the United States, and it's called January 6th. The federal government said that all these people who went to just address their government for redress of grievances, which is given to us in our state in our U.S. Constitution, that we can petition, we can protest. Okay. And Donald Trump said, go and peacefully make your voices heard. And he and people went to the Capitol. There was only violence by the people that they instigated, that they had planted there to do violence. And that was like the BLM Antifa people. But the majority of the 99% of people that were there were peacefully just going there. And they were being allowed to go into buildings by the law enforcement. So if I am a regular person and the law enforcement isn't stopping me from being able to enter a building, naturally I'm going to think I'm allowed to go. And these people got arrested, thrown to prison. Their rights are violated. They don't have due process. They're still in prison, 3 years later, when our Constitution says you will have a fair and speedy trial? They haven't been given that. And so it's similar to what you're going through, too, in a way. You know, like that happened here in the U.S., just like it happened to you. And it's wrong, and laws are violated, and they should have all been released. And frankly, the federal government should give them all money for their false incarceration just because they took 3 years out of these people's lives and they tortured them. Some of the ones that came out of prison said they had bugs everywhere. And when they got food and the people were trying to move the bugs away and they put a plate down, the bugs just infiltrated the plate. They couldn't shave. They couldn't shower. There was flooding that came into the prison, and nobody helped these people in these conditions. So it happened here in the U.S. just like it did in Canada, and these people are still behind bars, which is so sad.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, every totalitarian government does this because they are sending a message. You got to remember, we have become a symbol of freedom, a symbol of truth, symbol of resistance against this great evil. And the tyrants or the wannabe pharaohs, if you will, but the evil, they hate that. They want to destroy every symbol. That's why your president, your rightful president, Donald Trump, is under such a heavy attacks, left and right. They're making stuff up as they go because they fear him. Imagine if the whole truth will come out and the millions upon millions of people around the world will understand what was done to them. Those villains will be running for their lives.
Yep.
They will be hanged on every tree. If people only would know what has been done to them, that your mother died because of them, that your son or your daughter was murdered by those monsters. I call them monsters. They're not human beings anymore. They are monsters. Those people, those Faucis, those Bidens, those Clintons, Obamas, those are monsters. And for that crime, they're going to pay. I mean, sooner or later, mark my words, God will judge them. Their time will come. If the justice will not be served on this side of eternity, be sure of it, justice will be served. Every man dies. Every man dies. And every man will face the judge of judges, as I call him. The judge of judges that knows it all. And every man will pay for what he or she has done to God and to other people. So that gives me comfort that those villains, they think they are untouchable. They think they have money, politics, and they can do whatever they want. It's just a few days. They're going to be dead. All of them, sooner or later, and justice will be served. And I wouldn't want to be them. I pity them because they have no idea that this is just a few days on this side of eternity. And there is an eternity in hell waiting for them for every evil thing they have done. So yesterday I was in Lethbridge. Lethbridge is the place where all of those trials for the convoy in Coutts and Milk River is being tried. And there are four men that were arrested after me. I was the first one to be arrested. And then 13 other people were arrested as well. Well, the four men who are still in prison without trial, over 500 days, still in prison, shackled like animals, in solitary confinement, and justice has been turned into a mockery. Now we have evidence that the Crown Prosecutor, Stephen Johnston, lied and did a criminal thing if it comes to the process of bringing the arrests and warrants and everything. So yesterday was a very interesting court day, because now the government is fighting for this evidence not to come out. They want to seal it. They don't want the people to know what this Crown Prosecutor did. It's so sad that we have come to a point in our beloved nations where the people that are supposed to protect law and order are the real villains. Right. I call them the gangsters in uniform, those so-called peace officers, where every time they show up, peace is gone. They are the muscle for the biggest mafia there is. Politicians that we used to call them the servants are serving only themselves. They're traitors. And the mainstream propaganda, instead of keeping an eye on what's going on, they're in bed. They Yes. are actually in bed with the villains. So it's a tragedy.
What if I told you that there was a beauty product that also helped block fat? Would you be interested? I know you would, because it's something I'm interested in. The older I got, the more wrinkles that are showing up on the forehead, under the eyes. I got this Timeless box. It's amazing because the oil goes on after I clean up my face. The oil goes on and it helps with wrinkles. It helps with any kind of skin issues you might have. It's great for deterring insect bites. You gotta try it. It's amazing with that. And it's super easy. You just put it on your face and it just helps with any kind of skin issues you might have. Not only does the oil do that, but it also blocks fat. So put a dropper in your mouth right before you have a meal, and you could be stopping fat right before the get-go. So if you want to lose weight and you want to have a beautiful looking face, or if you have skin, anything, a skin that you're just like, I don't like this, then get the Timeless Pack at thetimelesspack.com. Use my name, Amber May. Use promo code Amber May and save almost half off on the Timeless Pack. So that's thetimelesspack.com. Promo code Amber May and save some money for getting your wrinkles and fat loss. Thank you for joining us today on the Amber May Show. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please make sure you like, share, and subscribe. And if there's someone that came to mind, please share this episode with them. Please follow us on Telegram at the Amber May Show, True Social Amber May, Frank Socially Amber May, or Clout Hub. I can't wait to see you next time on the Amber May Show.